Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets blog for Saturday, October 3rd, Preakness Day at Pimlico, opening weekend at Keeneland Fall Stars Saturday. As always, the Key Races and Bets podcast brought to you by AmWager.com, AmWager.com, a great online and legal betting site covering most tracks in North America and some foreign tracks as well, and with lots of perks and tools for the better. Check it out at AmWager.com, where you can also get the blog version of this podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog, by going to AmWager.com, clicking on Handicapping, and Ella Starr's blog. We're going to start with the Preakness Day card in race 8 at Pimlico, the Laurel Futurity, with a post of 322. And for multi-race wagers, if you're playing the whole card, there are two ways to go here. The first is to use Just Hidden Enemy, who I'll talk about in a second, which allows for using all in other races. And the other is to try and use all in this race if you like horses in the other races. This being a stakes for two-year-olds, all lightly raced, I'm not concerned with the fact three of them haven't won yet. As an example, Hidden Enemy actually ran the best race in the field last out on September 5th, went second at Saratoga. That was a nice improvement from his fourth place debut 1 month earlier, and the 91 EchoBase speed figure is tops in the field. So the son of world-class sire Galileo should have a very bright future winning in stakes before too long. I prefer him in a win bet over the others. The other contenders in the race that I'm going to use a little bit are Pivotal Mission, Wooten Asset, and Nautilus. They all have some things in common, should all be considered if we consider any one of the three. Pivotal Mission is trained by Graham Ocean, who also trains Wooten Asset. The latter is owned by Matic at Stable, who also owns half of Nautilus, different trainer. When it's noted the first two worked in company on 9/26 at Fair Hills, Pivotal Mission gets the ground-saving rail and, like Hidden Enemy, is also a maiden. He finished sixth in his debut in July, 3rd in August, 2nd in September, and adds blinkers. Motion has really solid acumen in deciding which horses will benefit from blinkers, and the equipment may put him over the top. He's also very well bred, similar to Hidden Enemy, as he's by Noble Mission, a son of Galileo. Hidden Enemy is by Galileo. Wooten Asset just ran in late August in France. He won the first two starts of his career in May and June, both on grass, before two poorer efforts when fourth and fifth, but was not disgraced in either. Paco Lopez getting on is a nice sign. Wooten Asset may be able to rebound to top form. Nautilus tried turf just once, one before last July 18th, and ran big even though he came up a half length short after leading late. He stayed in an off-turf race last out and won gamely, so his best effort is likely to be competitive here. I still think Hidden Enemy is the one to beat, and so Hidden Enemy is a win bet at 2-1 or more, a low odds overlay. The exact is going to be Hidden Enemy over Pivotal Mission, Wooten Asset, and Nautilus. And then for about half, turn around, play Pivotal Mission, Wooten Asset, and Nautilus over Hidden Enemy. Play some doubles here in race 8. We're going to use Hidden Enemy in race 8 on one ticket. In race 9, we're going to use Sensation, Vanzi, Bye Bye Melvin, and Don Juan Kitten. And then another double, we'll play 4x4. We'll play Hidden Enemy, Pivotal Mission, Wooten Asset, and Nautilus in race 8. Sensation, Vanzi, Bye Bye Melvin, and Don Juan Kitten in race 9. Race 9 is the James W. Murphy Stakes, race 9, Pimlico, 4:02 p.m. on Saturday, October 3rd. And I have a love-hate relationship with this race. I believe it's wide open, which is why I hate it. On the other hand, I love it because the possible winner may pay $50 or so. And with that in mind, I'm going to start with Sensation, who opens at 20-1. He won at 55-1, one before last in May, and was involved until the last 16th of a mile in the Kent Stakes in June 5th, before fading to 5th. The reason that's significant is that was a key race, which proved very productive. Winner Gufo missed by a head in the $1 million Saratoga Derby after that. Runner-up Pixelate won the Del Mar Derby after that. And third-place finisher Vanzi, who's in this race, won the Jersey Derby after that. Sensation had won 2 of 4 and finished second in another turf race after his fourth-place career debut. And after 3 months freshening, he's come back to work very well. He has good early speed, so from inside post, I expect the plan will be to go to the lead and try and play Come Catch Me. And that's entirely possible, as no other horse has the speed to stay with him unless that other horse jockey wants to commit pace suicide. The win on May 20th earned a 96 EchoBase speed figure within 6 points of the best in this field, Morning Morning Quarterback, earned on dirt. And so I think sensation. Is a colt has a shot to continue the productive nature of that key race at a price and post the upset. Vanzie ran poorly when eighth in the Saranac following the Jersey Derby win, but we can draw a line through that race. It was run on a soft turf he apparently didn't care for. The Jersey Derby win came the only time Lopez was in the saddle, who gets back on today, and it appears to be a repeatable effort. Bye Bye Melvin and Don Juan Kitten might be ranked more highly if not for potentially disadvantageous outside posts. Still, they both have tactical speed, so may use a little of that to get to mid-pack before the turn and not be caught too wide. Bye Bye Melvin posted the 19-1 upset in the Saranac owing to the addition of blinkers, liking the soft perf, or both, but considering he missed by a neck in June in a turf route, then won smartly at Saratoga in July before that, to Bye Bye Melvin after leading, I think he's got a nice shot. In the win on July 25th, Don Juan Kitten rallied from 14 back, granted into a hot pace, so he's not indeed the lead type, as his last rate might make it appear. In the James Murphy Stakes race, 9 at Pimlico, first post 4:02 Eastern on Saturday, October 3rd. Win bets on Sensation and Vanzie are called for at 4-1 or more. When making multiple win bets, always try and use a dutching tool to do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. A dutching tool lets you set the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win. Then, based on the odds, your bets are proportioned accordingly. And AmWager has a dutching tool entirely free, among many other great features, AmWager.com. For the exacta, we're going to box Sensation, Vanzie, Bye Bye Melvin, and Don Juan Kitten. And then, since Sensation is a big price, I like the exacta play here, even for a dollar of all over Sensation, better than a place bet. Move down to Keeneland in between the Pimlico races. We're going to look at the Breeders' Futurity, race 9 at Keeneland with a post of 5:24 on October 3rd. An upstriker ran very professionally with a visually impressive victory by 5 lengths in debut. He stretches out in distance, as do 4 of the other 8, but strong pedigree for the trip. First-year sire Upstart has had 5 different horses each running a route with 3 wins in 1 second, and Upstriker's debut Echo-based feed figure of 89, second best in the field already and likely to be improved upon. Calibrate was also impressive in his only start, winning by 4 with a field-high 91 figure. North American leading trainer Steve Asmussen is very good with these types, winning a third of the time back-to-back while stretching out. The pedigree suggests he'll like the added distance, as he's by Distorted Humor, who produced Restless Rider, winner of the Alcibiades, the filly division, run on Friday of this Breeders' Futurity a couple years ago. Founder impressively rallied from ninth, last of 9, and far back to win by a neck at his debut with an 89 figure. Chad Brown is also really good with these, winning about 30% from maidens to stakes sprint to route. Like Upstriker, Founder is a son of Upstart, so the same stats apply. Upstart putting out a lot of route winners from very few foals in his first crop on the track. Essential Quality earned an 85 figure, on par with the other 3, particularly as improvement is likely. He showed a lot of maturity when blocked and had to lateral out for room, then finished fast. He's from another top barn, that of Brad Cox, that wins 25% of the time in dirt routes stretching out from sprints the past 2 years. In the Breeders' Futurity, race 9 at Keeneland, Saturday, October 3rd, with a 5:24 post, win bets on Upstriker and Calibrate called for at 3-1 or more. When making multiple win bets, use a dutching tool. It really comes in handy, and you can get it free at AmWager. Check it out and become a member. For the exacta, we're going to box Upstriker, Calibrate, Founder, and Essential Quality. Moving on to the big race of the day at Pimlico, the Preakness Stakes, race 11, post 5:36 Eastern. And in spite of Authentic winning the Derby rather easily and gamely by a length and 3/4, I think an upset is brewing, and the horse which is capable of that is Pneumatic. In recent history, the Derby winner has won 4 of the last 10 Preaknesses, but they've also lost 6. I'll take those odds, particularly this year when a number of horses who didn't run the Derby appear to be every bit as fast as the Derby winner in terms of their speed figures. Pneumatic is the most lightly raced horse in the field, and I think that gives him an edge. Starting his career in February of this year, Pneumatic won first out in a sprint and has continued to improve in every race since, running faster and improving his speed figures every time. After stretching out to a mile in the second start in April, Pneumatic improved again when third in the Matt Wynn, even when fourth in the Belmont in June, took another step forward. His pattern of figures is 90, 96, 98, 101, denotes a 3-year-old getting physically and mentally stronger. And then, in the Pegasus Stakes in mid-August, he took a drastic step forward to earn a 113 figure. Putting that figure in perspective, Authentic earned a 109 in the Derby. Swiss Skydiver earned the same 109 when second in the Kentucky Oaks. Thousand Words earned a 107 in the Shared Belief. And Art Collector earned a 104 in the Ellis Park Derby. They're all lower as compared to Pneumatic, who may improve again. Then there's the Medal of the Mile and 3/16 distance. Aside from the fact Swiss Skydiver won the Alabama at 10 furlongs and Authentic won the Kentucky Derby at 10 furlongs, no other horse won at the distance. However, Pneumatic is by Uncle Mo, and I ran a query on Uncle Mo. He sired the most stakes winners at distances from 9 to 10 furlongs compared to all other sires of horses in the Preakness. He's also trained by North America leading trainer Steve Asmussen, who won the Preakness in 2007 with Curlin and 2009 with Rachel Alexandra. So if Pneumatic continues to improve as appears he should, he could win the Preakness at high odds. He definitely could be in the exacta or trifecta for a profit. Art Collector, who was likely to be the second betting choice behind Tis the Law in the Derby, did not enter when he sustained a mild heel injury. That might have been the best thing to happen to this immensely talented colt as he's come back to put in three superb works. It suggests Art Collector is in the same top form he was when dominating and winning four straight races. After that dominant victory in the Bluegrass Stakes in July with a 102 Echo Base figure, he ran even better in the Ellis Park Derby with a 104. In both, he was drawing off at the end, suggesting he's a horse that should have no problem with the added 16th of a mile in the Preakness. He can win from on the lead or off the pace, and he's likely to be in the thick of it from start to finish. Authentic has been nearly perfect. There's no knock about that, no doubt about that, winning five times, finishing second once. After taking the Haskell with a career-best 109 figure in July at 9 furlongs, he repeated the effort with the same figure in the Derby. Considering his last four wins have been earned leading from start to finish, there's some concern of what will happen if other horses decide to contest the lead, particularly Stablemate 1000 Words, who led from start to finish in the Shared Belief, but I don't think Baffert's going to give him the same instructions. Art Collector, NY Traffic, and Swiss Skydiver could all be hot on Authentic's heels. Still, his Derby effort was very good. Any improvement makes him formidable. I have to leave him in as a contender. I can't throw him out. Swiss Skydiver will try and repeat the feat of another filly, Rachel Alexander, who won the Preakness in 2009 after competing in the Oaks. Rachel Alexander won the Oaks. Swiss Skydiver was the runner-up, but Swiss Skydiver ran the best race of her career with that 109 figure, equaling Authentic one day later in the Derby. Prior to that, she won the 10 furlong Alabama in handy fashion. It's possible the 19-day return from the Alabama to the Oaks was too short, but she's been off 4 weeks this time, and she's put in two very strong works, and she should be competitive. In the Preakness, race 11 at Pimlico with a post of 5.36. Pneumatic, 4-1. If you can get 3-1 on Art Collector, I'd bet him as well, and use a dutching tool. Very handy in this situation. You can bet them both. Exacta, as a place bet, is going to be all over Pneumatic. I like that bet a lot. And then we'll box an exact of Pneumatic, Art Collector, Authentic, and a Swiss Skydiver. And for the trifecta, we're going to box Pneumatic, Art Collector, Authentic, and Swiss Skydiver. And then I like another trifecta, a pair of them actually. Art Collector and Pneumatic over. Art Collector, Pneumatic, Authentic, and Swiss Skydiver over all. Because anybody can come in third. It's a 50-cent bet. It's worth it. Could pay a lot of money, especially if Authentic is not second. Then we'll play similar. We'll put all in second. So this bet is going to be Art Collector, Pneumatic, Authentic, and Swiss Skydiver over all over Art Collector, Pneumatic, Authentic, and Swiss Skydiver. Don't forget, you can get the written version of all these picks and plays, the Key Races and Bets blog at amwager.com, where you should go check it out and become a member. Support them for supporting this podcast and blog, and I hope you make a lot of money this weekend at Pimlico and Keeneland. Talk to you next week.